That evening, the team left the Mohegan Sun with $330,000 in profit. Kevin ended up stocking his new apartment, courtesy of the Mohegan Sun Comp program, with a brand new widescreen TV, a Sony stereo, two VCRs, a cordless phone, a Sony camcorder, six Walkman, and a rice cooker. Although Kevin didn't find out until years later, a few weeks after his team killed the casino of the earth, the Mohegan Sun got the accounting numbers for the first two weekends of play and discovered a horrid discrepancy at the blackjack tables. Realizing they had been the victims of a card-counting coup, they immediately instituted changes to their gaming rules. First and foremost, they outlawed mid-shoe entry. If you wanted to sit down at one of their tables, you had to wait for the dealer to shuffle. At the same time, they retrained all their dealers to place the cut card at three decks, shuffling well before the running count became useful. Card counting became impossible at the Mohegan Sun. The place was effectively burned down by the two MIT teams. If Kevin had known about the changes that came as a direct result of his team's play, he might have wondered how the Vegas casinos were going to react when they eventually recognized the threat rising out of the underbelly of MIT. They'd already tried changing their blackjack rules once before and had met with disastrous results. No doubt they'd have to figure out some other way to discourage the MIT card counters. But Kevin was oblivious to the changes at the Mohegan Sun. He only knew that he had earned enough money to pay a year's rent in a single night.